This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 28 minutes, right before LA Live with Lucius Alexander, which kicks off at 5:40. Time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Okay, 877-881-1053. I have some great culinary news to bring you. But first, we got the Giannis update today from Shams and others around the NBA. His desire to perhaps go ahead and request a trade and leave Milwaukee. And that's no surprise. We thought this would be all coming to a head this offseason. And now we're trying to put the pieces together of what his desires are, where he might want to end up. We'll hear from Brian Windhorst here in a second. You had Sam Amick saying that Giannis is intrigued by the idea of playing in a state with no income tax. That kind of whittles it down nicely if that holds true, if that's one of the most important things to him. Obviously, Texas and Florida?
Yeah. That I know of. Those are the two big ones. I can ask ChatGPT
real quick.
What's
up on the East Coast? I think there's somebody on the East Coast that doesn't do our tax, too. I know Delaware, maybe. Is that a...
Delaware is like a haven in a sense.
Yeah, but I know there's no basketball team. I'm just thinking of...
No, I hear you.
Just okay, places that have no income tax.
Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Nevada, South Dakota, Wyoming, Washington, Alaska, New Hampshire.
There you go. So if that is going to be one of the things that matters to him, you obviously have a few teams in Texas.
Yeah. Please not Houston. Please not San Antonio. You know, if it's not going to be the Mavs, I think the Heat would be a preferred destination. I think this is huge, though. And let me just add this real quick, Chief. Remember when the Luka trade happened? We were at the airport. We talked to our guy there. He said a bunch of stuff. A lot of it, you know, was later came out to be true or was interesting. He says don't rule out the Mavs at all. You know, he thinks the Mavs are in play.
For Giannis.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I mean, looking at the odds, the Rockets are the favorite right now, followed by the Thunder, the Warriors, and the Spurs. You actually have to go through Brooklyn, the Lakers, the Suns, before you even get to the Heat at plus 2,000. But here was Brian Windhorst on ESPN earlier today talking about
They've got all kinds of first-round picks, too.
Who? Houston? Houston, yeah.
They own their own, providing it falls within the top 10. Lands outside the top 10. The pick may be swapped with Oklahoma City. In 2026, they have a first-round pick from either Oklahoma City or Phoenix, depending on protections and swap rights. In 2027, they hold a first-round pick from Phoenix acquired through previous trades. So... They've got the ability,
a lot of picks,
to kind of do this. Yeah.
Well, here's Wendy breaking it down for all of us.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild, it's not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston. San Antonio and Houston. San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there. And the other thing is Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has Phoenix's future drafts,
yes,
but Brooklyn's current players, not that strong, not as an exciting of a player acquisition. The other team to watch, the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh. Why would I say to watch the New Orleans Pelicans? Because the New Orleans Pelicans control the next three drafts of the Milwaukee Bucks. And if you're going to do a deal with the Bucks and you want to open the door for them to do a rebuild, you may have to go to New Orleans, try to get the Milwaukee stuff out of New Orleans, and then offer it back to the Bucks. Of course, the Pelicans could make their own offer, but I suspect that what they're going to try to do is a three-team trade. All of these things will be clarifying once Giannis makes a decision and once we see what the lottery results are tonight.
Okay, yes. Can't wait for the lottery, which starts at 6 o'clock. I think the fact that they need players that can help you win now actually helps the Mavs significantly. You know, because I think Derek Lively is a piece that's unreplicatable. We're going to give you one of the best five centers. He's a very good young player. You want to win now. You can't go draft this. Okay. We have a guy who is a cheat code for pick and roll defense and rim protection. So I think that gets you in the game. Klay Thompson, Hardy, three picks. What else are you looking at out there? You want to get a bunch of picks from a team that's going to go be a playoff team for the next 5 years? Oh, have fun picking in the 20s. I got Lively right here for you and some of those picks.
Yeah, that's why I think he makes a good point about roping the Pelicans in as a three-team deal so that those picks that Milwaukee obviously is going to want can go back to them. And then of course, they're going to want some players on top of that. But the Houston-San Antonio thing, unfortunately, makes a lot of sense. Those are two up-and-coming teams with plenty of assets. And if he wants to be in an income tax state-free environment, then those are going to be two obvious destinations. You also have The Athletic reporting that Kevin Durant is very interested in being traded to the Houston Rockets. And I wonder if the Rockets could come up with something to where they end up getting Durant and Giannis. I don't know how far-fetched that actually is, but the idea of Giannis here in Texas, but of course not with the Mavs, that hurts, dude. If that's a Wemby, De'Aaron Fox, Giannis trio, watch out.
What if you're talking with the Bucks front office though, and Nico winds up to offer him Anthony Davis, and he puts it on the table like, bam, deal done, right? You're giving me Giannis. And it's just laughter on the other side of the phone. That would be quite a moment if you could have it on, like a Hard Knocks moment.
I would love that. Yeah, let's go inside the room on that and hear what's going on. I don't know how much the Mavs can realistically get in the mix on this, but Giannis being in Houston or San Antonio seems like a pretty realistic idea, and that would hurt so bad. That would hurt so
That would be
bad.
Brutal. Yeah, that would be brutal. I think they're in this thing, though. I mean, they have a combination of picks and veteran players and young players, you know, and so you have the Jason Kidd angle and you have the Nico angle.
Yeah, the Jason Kidd angle is a very interesting one. How does Giannis feel about Jason Kidd? I think they had a pretty good relationship.
Yeah.
And so how much can that help things here, and how much does Giannis really have the say? Because, I mean, like Damian Lillard, for instance, he was trying to strong arm his way to Miami or maybe one other team. And they're like, no, we're sending you to Milwaukee. But usually the star player goes where he wants to go. He dictates the terms of engagement here. So that's another thing to consider. Does Giannis want to be here in any way? I mean, right now you're joining a Mavericks organization that is at an all-time low in terms of the way everybody feels about them.
Yeah, you would have to feel great about the coach and the GM, and we're going to change this narrative.
If you're Giannis, of course I'd rather go to Houston right now, or I'd certainly rather go team up with Wemby and De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio. Just being completely honest from a basketball standpoint, why would I want to go to Dallas when I can go team up with Wemby?
Yeah, I looked it up again, just checking draft picks. The Spurs control 36 picks over the next 7 years. That's the most in the NBA.
Yeah, they got plenty of ammunition to, you know, make somebody feel like, dude, we're going to get so many picks that eventually, one way or another, this is going to work out like it did for OKC. Yeah. Did they get 10 superstars? No. But what they did get was Chet and Shea, and that was enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of Chet and Shea, they go ahead and beat Denver yesterday to tie the series at 2. And Jokic has not been himself. He's out of gas. I mean, those guys are having to play 45 minutes a night. They don't have the stamina for it anymore. So they're starting to fall apart there with Denver. Indiana putting it on the Cavs, and they're now one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were up 41 at halftime. That's a postseason record. They scored 80 at the half, and now you have Donovan Mitchell dealing with an ankle injury. So things are spiraling out of control for the Cavaliers. And then, of course, you get Celtics and Knicks tonight at Madison Square Garden. Celtics is looking to even that series up as well after Jason Tatum and Peyton Pritchard had a monster game on Saturday.
This is the second time Rick Carlisle has been there in Indiana and has taken this team that's had good players but nobody that's celebrated as one of the all-time greats. And has him in the thick of things, dude. I mean, this is just fantastic work, you know. And the fact that the Pacers are here, and maybe it's a surprise to a lot of people. You know, the Cavs being down 3-1, I think with as good as they are in the regular season, a lot of people thought they were ready to take the next step. But Carlisle, once you get them in a playoff series, and once you get them on a team that has athleticism and size and defensive know-how, he's going to be a very difficult out. I love seeing this. I just wish he'd get back to Broadus.
Shifting gears to the NFL, how crazy. I wish he would, too. I mean, yeah. I can't believe he's boxing you out like that.
I just, to me, now I feel like, because after the first win against the Cavs, I sent him a, hey, congratulations, coach, and I didn't hear back from him. So I'm thinking, okay, do you do it again, or is he just purposely avoiding me for
that? He's just too busy and swamped. You know, he's got a lot going on.
If they win the series, I'll send him one and see what he does.
You know? Yeah, that's probably a good time to do
it.
But
he's usually pretty good at getting back and saying, hey, I miss you guys. You know, hope everybody's well. That kind of, he usually gives you one of those.
Well, as much as I like him, we know he's an intense competitor. We know he can go toxic, you know, and he might not exit from there until the season's over. That's so true. I'd say don't give up on our guy.
No, I'm not.
How about Derek Carr just retiring Saturday? Well, leaving $30 million on the table.
Well, they gave him $10 million, though.
Some sort of a medical deal where his shoulder is degenerative now?
They let him keep his bonus that he just got, but they got $30 million in cap space is what happened.
It's a huge – I mean, he didn't have to do that, right?
His shoulder's jacked.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he could have just stayed on board, rehabbed the shoulder, don't play it down, collect $30 million.
I don't think he was going to do that.
He waited until after the draft, too. What a sneaky little guy.
They got their guy.
I don't think they were going to take Shedeur Sanders. I mean, it sounded like that Shook was their guy.
It's crazy, though, how some players feel like, no, you did the contract and knew all the risks. I'm going to maximize the income. And others feel like, I couldn't take another dollar from you. I'd feel horrible. You know, like the Kermit Washington story where he punches Rudy Tomjanovich. Yeah. There's a book that goes along with that, The Punch, and he got suspended for the rest of the season. And the suspension came with pay, but he tried to give it all back to the team. And this is like the mid-1970s, so it's only like 80 grand. He's like, no, I'd feel terrible. This is a lot of money. You guys have to have it back. And they had to insist that he keep it because it would have been like a Players Association violation.
Wow. Yeah, because I mean, that's a great pull because I did not know that. And I'm like trying to find anyone who's left money on the table like this just as a good Samaritan. In a way that you didn't Christian have guy. To do that at all. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no question.
That's what he is.
He's a stand-up character guy, but that is crazy. I mean, much money on the table.
I would want to take from the organization, right? I would feel like you guys did a lot, I sacrificed a lot, but what I couldn't do was talk to all my teammates about how I'd taken an additional $20 million out of the kitty, you know? Because that's money that now the Saints can try to pay for other players. So it's my teammates' money that they're going to get with other contracts, but it's also my teammates' chance to win. And I've made more than enough.
Derek Carr. He's raked it in.
Yeah.
He's raked it in for sure. He's made plenty. But that was a surprising surprising news story from the weekend there in the NFL.
Saints fans were celebrating on the timeline, bro.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They were having a parade on the timeline. Boom, 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 boom. I didn't see the ball do that. Don't, don't, don't.
Yeah, they had the marching band and whatnot. Yeah.
Haven't seen them that excited since that night in Arlington. What was that, week two?
Yeah, yeah, they thought they were going to win the Super Bowl. Man.
Yeah, they looked like champs that night.
Black and gold B, he was all over that.
They didn't win another game for like 2 months. That's how bad these Cowboys were.
It was. It was tough sled to start the year. Okay, I want to play this sound from Eric Nadell. No one paints a picture quite like him. Does this sound like the greatest burger you could ever eat? And then at the end here, the professional segue.
Whataburger's Mushroom Swiss Burger is back. Two layers of perfectly grilled mushrooms, creamy au jus sauce, and melty cheese. If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger. Speaking of burgers, we expect Jake to be back at some point on the upcoming homestand, maybe as early as tomorrow.
Smooth segue right
Thanks
there.
A lot.
He absolutely nailed it. Burger back in the lineup today for the Rangers playing first base. And the way he describes that burger, that's the voice you want. As the voice of your new menu item,
absolutely.
I'm thinking about concocting some disgusting sounding food items to have him read, and we'll be like, "Wow, I do want to eat that."
That's why he's a Hall of Famer, right there.
No question.
Hell of a performance.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, I did slide into y'all's DMs with a new evolution to the American culinary experience, and this was right there in front of our eyes the whole time. I can't believe it's taken us this long. But Pop-Tarts has created ice cream sandwiches featuring their own Pop-Tarts as the bread.
Okay.
Bookended with Pop-Tarts. We have Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches at a Walmart near you. Are you kidding me?
It makes a lot of sense.
Actually, Carl's Jr. in California had these. Many a year ago. There were guys in the video department with the Cowboys that were like, they would do me a favor with some film or something like that, hook me up with something. And I'm like, hey, what can I do for you? And they would ask me for the Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich. Carl's Jr. used to take two Pop-Tarts and put ice cream between them and sell them.
Wow.
So this is not, I don't think this is anything.
They were ahead of their time. Well, now you can get it at a Walmart near you.
Maybe that was the pilot program over there at Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
It went so well that they've decided to put them in boxes and bring. That makes a lot of sense to me. I've always felt like there was something missing from Pop-Tarts to make it actually amazing. And that would be a side of ice cream. I know you love it, Brian. You're probably like a Pop-Tart with a bowl ice cream guy, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now they're making it nice and easy for
you. Yeah, dude. I cannot wait to try these.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
A sports hodgepodge is in the books. Let's hit the expressway. We got the G-bag of the day coming up at 5:30 and then LA Live, and we're back.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the Fan. Yeah, buddies. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. LA Live's coming up here at 540. G-Bag of the Day at 530. This segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. I have some Stephen Jones quotes real quick. He talked with the media today, or he talked with the Mad Dog Show today. We have takeaways from it. But, you know, a lot's been talked about this year. Is there something wrong with the NBA? And, you know, I disagreed with most of it, but I will say right now it's hitting me more than ever as we get to this stage in the playoffs. The best teams in the league are way down compared to what they used to be. You know, the Mavs undressed the Wolves and Thunder last year, and you know, now they're, I don't know, probably going to play for the conference championship, or it's Denver, you know, a team that has lost so many pieces from their championship, and they're part of the explanation. You know, is as soon as you get good, the salary cap is coming for you, the luxury tax, the collective bargaining agreement is coming for you. I mean, last year Boston won it better than the Mavs. Now they have taken like a half step back, and apparently that half step back, or maybe full step back, is bad enough that New York might go up on them 3-1 tonight. You know, it looked like Cleveland was the best team in the East. Nope, sorry, Indiana, like a 6 seed, is probably actually better than them. I think what this latest collective bargaining agreement has done in the NBA, it's made it impossible to keep together like a dynasty level team. So you're not going to have the same champion, but also it becomes very, very difficult for even in any one season to have enough good players on your team that you could hold a candle to the Warriors dynasty.
Yeah.
I mean, so I do think that, you know, one of the thoughts there is that Nico really unnecessarily broke this thing apart because he overestimated how good you got to be. Actually, just having a Luka level player is probably enough to eventually drive your team through if you can protect the rim and defend the 3-point line.
They proved that 3 years ago or so, right? When just Luka was the only thing and a bunch of really role players.
It was already happening. I think now it's starting to come into focus just how low the top is now compared to history.
I wonder, it's going to sound terrible, I wonder how motivated some players are nowadays. You know, with like going out there and like every night, and I'm not saying all of them, but I'm wondering if there's some teams that just the grind of the season and they get to a point in time, it's like.
I don't think it's that. I just think it's that.
I mean,
it's cost prohibitive to keep so many good players on your team.
It is. It and maybe there's not enough good players. Maybe that's the problem.
I just think they're spread out more.
Yeah. I just wonder if with these guys and the amount of money that they make, you get a team like Boston and what they had to go through to get, and maybe Joe Mazzulla is just a pain in the ass to play for. You know, man, we've seen that what happens with the Knicks and, you know, their guy, and God, after a few years, you just don't want to. But I just wonder if the players just get to the point where they're like, man, this is just,
definitely a championship hangover factor to it.
We're not feeling it right now.
Yeah.
Where to me, like the Dallas Stars, the opposite of that. I think them and the Tampa Bay Lightning have played more playoff games than anybody.
Well, they're still hungry. They haven't got the job
saying.
Done.
That's what I'm saying.
They're also super deep though. Like the Nuggets right now, they got 6-7 guys they can really depend on.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook is their bench.
Yeah, he's their one guy off the bench. So, like, you have guys that are now just, I mean, they've lost their legs because you got your starting lineup all playing 45 minutes a game. And that goes back to your point. You can't keep the roster
like what it was when they won the title a few years ago.
I think the NBA is looking at the NFL and Major League Baseball and saying, man, the best model might be to make it very difficult to stay on top. That way, everybody gets to go on a magic carpet ride that reinvigorates the fan base. Stephen Jones asked about the Micah contract, says, I've never been one to crystal ball when contracts get done, yada, 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 yada. But he said, our goal is to get him here, and I think Micah wants to be a Cowboy. We want him a Cowboy long term. Once they say that, I think at this point we just know it's going to get done, and it's going to set the market for the most money.
Yeah, likely. Right? Yeah, likely the right before training camp starts and likely for the most money for the position.
Yeah, it's going to be like, what, is that 5 years and $200 million or – somewhere around there.
Who it's what the ones we've got the Raiders contract we got to deal with. We got to deal with the contract in Cleveland.
Yeah, Myles Garrett's now the number, and it's like $40 million a year.
Yeah,
so you got to top that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then on Pickens, he said they look at him as more than a number two, compared him to Dez a lot. Like he probably said the word Dez in this interview 12 times. Maybe.
Yeah, I think the emotional side.
Yeah.
I think he means that in a positive way. I don't think he's trying to say that Dez was a bad guy that way, but I think it's on the positive side of how important it is to him.
He said they did all the homework necessary. He's loved by his teammates. They want him on their team. That's about all I need to hear. Like you can see a lot and guess a lot, but do the players think that we got to have this guy? And they do with Pickens, and apparently the Cowboys felt the same way about Dez. So if you wonder how the Cowboys are thinking about a George Pickens, they feel like they got Dez 2.0 here, and he's going to bring something special to the organization that we need in terms of an edge and bring that energy of competition to the field day in and day out. So we'll get more on that here coming up throughout the offseason and into the summer. OTA is now right around the corner. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander.
Yeah.
Here's your G-Bag of the Day.
Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready, ready. Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready, ready. Our champion, I think this is day three right here for Bully Melrose. He's a hockey insider here on The Fan. He was very optimistic about the Stars. Let's get right into the proceedings this evening.
Count on me, L.A. Kings Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, game seven, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a game seven.
Well, I know I don't want a game seven either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a game seven.
None of us want a game seven, Brian.
I don't want a game seven.
Captain freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play a game seven. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Get his ass, Barry.
Everybody wants to win game six, Brian. We want to end the series tonight, Brian, but if you have to.
Was that a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, pizza. Board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in game seven. Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game seven at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rockin'.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
Let's go.
I can't say anything to that.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight. Game six.
Oh, let's go.
Edlin Duchesne, they're going to get it done. Otter's pitching the shutout. Screw you, Cale Makar. Screw you, Nathan MacKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
Broadus. I didn't know I worked with Billy Melrose. Tripping, bro. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you could follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, now this has been sitting in the folder ever since the Tolos nominated for G-Bag of the Day. I played it for, I think it was a Ladies Night Edition. Some mother keeping it. No, it was on a crash out. It was Friday crash out. Friday crash out example. It was a mother keeping her kid away from a father.
Oh, yeah.
And she went off on the judge. This is just in time for Mother's Day.
She has withheld the children that she's failed to comply with the order of.
But there's reason, sir.
Excuse me?
There's reason. Okay. Valid reason.
Okay, ma'am. You're done. You don't have time to speak at this point. Okay, you've had a chance to testify. You had a chance to do a final argument. So you're done. So, ma'am, unfortunately, you leave me no choice, but the court will sentence you to 30 days in jail with the Calhoun County Sheriff, The court will further remand you to the care of the Calhoun County Sheriff, where you will remain until such time as the children are turned over to the plaintiff and until such time as you paid the previously ordered attorney fees of $1,000. So, ma'am, you can go with the sheriff, and
are you serious?
This matter is concluded. You're free to go.
Who's stuck in who's around here? Oh, no, course, seriously.
Another 30 days for contempt of court. You're in jail for 60 days now.
No, what's going on?
If you keep going, I can go as long as you want, ma'am.
She said, no, what's going on? What's going on?
Sir, I'll deal with you later, okay? I need answers.
It's craziness, man. No, what's going on? I want to know. Who's glazing who around here?
When Karens are held accountable, you got to love it. Quite a question for the judge.
Instant double on the sentencing. That stings, yeah, man.
60 days.
Hey, this isn't one. Nah, I'll skip it right now.
Oh, I was about to say winner.
I don't know which one to do. I got so many things that I want to drop out of this folder. How about Terrell Suggs? Terrell Suggs is on Rory and Maul's podcast.
New Rory and Maul.
They were talking about great tight ends in the NFL. Aaron Hernandez's name came up.
Gronk was big as but at Hernandez was like he was a problem.
He would
route you the up. Like Aaron Hernandez was a hell of a football player. Too bad, you know, he was a, that was his second job.
Yeah.
You know, first job, he was a gangster. Like, I was like, no, he was a shit.
I forgot.
It wasn't just the incident that he got caught and getting in trouble for. It came out like, oh, you had been clapping for a minute.
Yeah,
now.
No, that was like his sixth body when once he got caught.
Oh my God. And like two unsolved as well. Like,
yeah,
on the field, like a couple times, like Patriot games got real chippy, and I'm like, yo, I'll beat the f- out you.
Yeah,
it'd have been like, yo, I'll kill you. Yeah. Like, I'm probably like telling the truth when it comes out. Yeah, he like,
gunpowder on his hand. Yeah, his gloves. Yeah, that was his stick.
He's not fucking around. Like,
not even a little.
Like, hello, like we like, dog, I gotta kill this guy because he got information on two other people. Yeah,
yo.
What's going on?
What's going on here? It's funny stuff.
When you're spooking T Sizzle, you know you're a savage animal.
If you were anywhere in Aaron Hernandez's sphere of awareness, you were in danger back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, going on a deep dive down
there. Don't
tell
me no secrets, Aaron. I don't want anything about you, dog.
Woo.
Don't confess anything to me, bro.
Yeah. And it did seem like an organized crime deal. Like when people in his social circle were getting called to go hang out with Aaron Hernandez, they were thinking, oh, man, this might be it for me.
Yeah.
You know, I just got the call.
Yeah, the boss called me. I got to take a drive.
Let's see here. What you drinking, what you thinking? It's been a minute since we did that. I'm going to get this out the folder right here. It's a caller. Get the last guy, Jack.
Okay, get Jack. Line nine is Jack. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, what you thinking, Jack?
Fellas, a little Delta 8 hitting today.
All right.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. What I'm thinking is, I think we are, the DFW is sports cursed. But that being aside, we've got some of the best sports talkers, Nate Dell. Well, I guess everyone except Sean, Dan, whatever that guy's name.
Come on.
You know, the sports, Meat Church, brought us, I watch more. I'm out.
See you, Jack. There he goes. It was just easier to name the one that didn't.
Thought he was going the positive route there.
He took an exit.
Everybody but Sean.
Yeah.
Man, Sean must have ripped him for some text he sent in or something.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Can't believe you texted him that crap.
Jack on the Delta 8 out there. Bad take.
Not one of our sponsors.
Hey,
right. I'll be off next week, guys. Chat you in 2 weeks. Had a baby a year and a half ago. Still getting time off. Sorry.
That sounds like some hating right there, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to get called into HR for that.
Just idiots, Dawson.
Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Hayes, because yesterday was a church day. Hope you took your mother to church or whatever and all that good stuff. We got a
We got a deacon. That word just got elusive to him. It was just real slippery.
I greet you in the mighty and the majesty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wait a minute.
That's why you're a deacon, bro.
Magic Man, Magic Steve, Magic Johnson.
What is this? I greet Lakers you in the mighty and the magistrate. I greet you in the magistry.
There it is.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
The magistry.
What is it, Chief? The Majesty?
Jeez, the Majesty. Everybody.
He just gave up entirely. He's like, I know this is wrong, but I'm done trying.
He reminds me of that pastor I got it right here that couldn't say in the beginning.
Yeah.
Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning.
Whoops.
In the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning.
It was whooping his behind, boy.
It is an intimidating word. There's just so much going on there.
A lot going on.
Da, 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 da. Is it our champ, Bully Melrose, three-time looking for four, optimistic about the stars? Is it the mother who doubled her sentence for being in contempt of court? I guess that dad's going to see his kid now there for the next 60 days or so, yeah, at least.
A couple months.
Podcast discusses Aaron Hernandez. What you drinking, what you thinking, caller Jack, and the Delta 8 was hitting.
Jack!
Sound like the Delta 8 was hitting the deacon that was struggling with the majesty that he was meeting his congregation inside of.
I think he said Magic City. I don't know.
I'll go with the bully there, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, samesies, man. We're on a run right now.
Yes, as I should.
Ryan?
Let's go with the folks that have trouble with words.
By a score of 3-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion at Zach Wolchuk. I promised him if he pulled it off on vacation, I would vote for him. I guaranteed it.
Yeah.
And he did. He pulled off three bits from vacation to keep it alive and to cheer the stars on to victory. They're up 2-1.
You already told that man you're going to vote for him before you heard the other pieces.
I did. Wow. Had to be transparent.
You
okay?
Don't find that suspicious.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a Monday and Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Bam.
It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get
high. There's going to be a technical foul. Showboat. Loomis gets two, but then he gets teched up for being a jackass.
Yeah.
Stay classy, Homestead. May you lose in the first round like you always do. Typical Homestead attitude.
Damn, bro. Salty.
No class whatsoever. What else is new? Congratulations, you didn't even cover the damn spread.
Buddy was salty right there. All right, this is LA Live for Monday, May 12th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Welcome in Tolos, welcome in first time, welcome in last time, welcome in long time listeners. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for the name Monday Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Mr. Broadus, you are a fisherman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Eric, I need your fingers for Google or AI on this one right here. I have a question because I've seen a video go viral over the weekend. It's on Dallas, Texas TV. If you want to see it, I'll play it in just a second. But is it safe to eat the fish in the Trinity River?
Absolutely not.
I'm talking about Fort Worth and Dallas side.
Absolutely not.
You get some lunkers out of there this weekend?
Well, there was a guy fishing, and he got to, I thought that was crazy, first of all. There was a guy fishing in the Trinity River. Yeah. I was like, okay, wow, that's wild. Now, I know there's some alligator gars in there. It's a great place for alligator gars, but what are you going to do with it?
There's no way I would eat any fish out of the Trinity. No way.
Yeah, you're just fishing. It's like a sewage.
I think I would. You know, if I was over about 55 and I'm homeless,
oh,
living downtown.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
If I pull a catfish out of there, I think I'm going to cook them up.
Okay, I guess you know what that is right about that. If you are homeless, yeah, man, don't give me $5. Give me a fishing pole, bro.
Yeah. Yes. A fishing pole, I might have a fishing pole stashed somewhere down there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big words here, but it says generally not safe to eat fish from the Trinity River due to longstanding fish consumption advisories issued by the Texas Department of State Health Services. These advisories in place for decades cite high levels of toxic contaminants like polychlorinated biphenyls,
yeah,
and PCBs, dioxins, and weird other fish. Health risks including cancer, liver damage, and immune system issues with long-term consumption.
Wow. Oh,
no more than once a week, Lucius.
You know, it did say that, though.
Yeah.
It did say that. One meal a week or something like that. If you're not eating a bluegill, a catfish, a channel cat, a buffalo, or a gar.
All right.
Okay. I'm learning here that they further downstream, though, Lucius, especially past Lake Livingston and towards the Gulf, the fish may be less contaminated, and there's no advisories for many sections there.
See, this is the same thing that happened to Mountain Creek Lake. We live by a lake. I thought it was amazing. This is before, like, Joe Pool was really, really popping. Because somewhere I could walk to was Mountain Creek. Toxic! Contaminated!
Yeah.
The Air Force contaminated my joint over there.
We had this lake down the road. It was about a five-mile bike ride. And it was amazing. Majestic scenery.
Yeah.
But there is so much construction that built up around it over the years, and they just had all the sewer pipes going into this lake for generations.
Yeah.
That it was beyond fixing.
Lucius, they say here further that in Dallas County and Tarrant County, do not eat blue catfish, flathead catfish, smallmouth buffalo, gar, or freshwater drum.
Yeah, those gar got too many damn bones in it in the first place. I wouldn't try to eat it, but I can't believe it, man. I seen that dude fishing out there. Yeah. At Trinity, I was like, man, and he had like mad pole set up. Like, this is what he does. It's like, why in the Trinity, bro? Mm-hmm. Unless you're going to that Fort Worth side.
Right.
And I feel like that's a little bit safer. Anyway, here's that video of this guy out here fishing. His name is Die Sideways to Go. Die Sideways Go Fast. Excuse me. Die Sideways Go Fast. Fishing in the Trinity, and you can hear some action in the background.
See the crappie? I mean, I keep calling it crappie. It's obviously bluegill.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's off the water?
The sounds of nature. The sounds of nature here at the Trinity River.
That's straight shots, bro.
Oh, dang. My goodness.
Somebody let the drum go for real.
Obviously bluegill.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's what that was.
Yeah. The sound. God.
Hope everybody's okay. Yeah. Probably just some backyard shooting. That's what I always told myself when I heard it.
Yeah, we're fine. What or who was the target, though, is the question.
Yeah, it was like war games.
Yeah. Probably just target practice.
Did you feel that peppermint taste all of a sudden in your mouth out of nowhere? Like, I didn't even have a peppermint. Why am I? What's going on? So dry when you hit it. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. There's something cool about it and terrifying about it.
Very terrifying, man. Y'all gotta get your stuff together out there. Isn't there like a camera or something that can show you like the hot spots? Like if you shoot your gun somewhere, there's some type of DFW camera that catches you. Am I tripping?
I remember there was that one for the fireworks.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is, man. Somebody on the fan text phone.
There's a camera.
Yeah, I think
can detect where you shot it.
Pinpoint a location.
Yeah.
And not maybe exact location, but over here they're shooting. We're gonna go over there and check that out.
I mean, there's so much shooting going on. I would be terrified of, you know, discharging a firearm in a residential area crime, right? It's just not worth it.
No, it's not.
I think people get new guns, though, a lot, and they just want to shoot them, you know, and then they have a few beers, and they're like, yeah, we could probably let this off in the backyard. Nobody'd know.
Lucius, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. It's the gunshot detection. Let's see if I can pull it back up. Gunshot detection system for businesses, actually. Commercial properties in DFW Metroplex, the Dallas Security Systems, DSS, offer advanced gunshot detection systems. These systems can identify gunfire in real time, immediately alerting law enforcement and triggering integrated security response, such as activating surveillance cameras or initiating lockdown procedures.
Yeah, good.
It's Plano, Arlington, Frisco, and Dallas where we got these things.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. There was another shooting in Daphne, Alabama. Two people were shot at this apartment complex in Daphne. Both are alive, but in critical condition. So it's, you know, it's not a crazy, I mean, it's not a laughing matter. The victims were 20 and 18 years old. Both live at the apartment. They both received headshots, bro.
Oh, wow.
My goodness. And they survived?
Both
they
survived
headshots, both of these young kids. Let's go to Fox 10 News in Mobile, Alabama, where a witness went viral for telling the story.
Y'all, look, I'm finna get interviewed.
Jeez. Okay, so real quick, if you don't mind saying, spell your first and last name.
Okay, so I'll go by the Queen, but they call me Braxton Koval.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I go by the Queen, but they call me Braxton. By the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I pray nothing happens to me, and it's like the type of person they interview. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So where were you when this happened?
So I was in my bed, right, and I was just sleeping. I heard pow, pow, pow. I mean, I thought it was the police because they always around here. So I just went outside, and people just saying, oh, he got shot, he got shot. I'm like, who? They ain't saying no name, but. Yeah.
And so you are you a heavy sleeper? Do you typically wake up to any kind
of noise? No, I'm a heavy sleeper. Like, I was so sleep deprived today, like, I'm surprised I woke up.
Jeez. I don't want nothing to ever happen to me, bro. What kind of question was that, though?
Are you a heavy sleeper?
Are you a heavy sleeper? Yeah. Oh, wild stuff, man. Put the guns down, y'all. Please put them guns down. I mean, I can understand having it on you just in case you got to be safe, but I'm just shooting it randomly. You don't know how to shoot. You don't know how to shoot. Go to the range, learn how to shoot. I'm seeing stories with little people getting shot in the head as they land in their beds and whatnot.
Yeah.
Random people get, you don't know how to shoot. Stop.
It's really difficult.
Stop it.
Yeah. And man, there's so many mistakes that happen where, you know, firearms just get discharged. I guess it's not the cool thing to do, but like firearm safety, you know, would go a long way. Yeah. And just one or two classes with a certified shooting instructor, I think it totally changed somebody's world. But I've been at the gun range where, you know, people are showing up that, you know, don't even know that you need a sight on a gun. Jeez. You know, like the just the naivete, you know, is through the roof. You know, so have you seen the videos where like the shooting instructors are like trying to show a class,
and he
you know,
gets popped.
And he shoots himself?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like there's this other thing.
They're
where
so calm about it too when they get popped. It's not like, oh, let's not panic.
Yeah.
I just shot myself in the groin, but I'll be cool.
There's this other thing that happens where, you know, people are just holding a gun and like they're holding it down range. And if their finger's on the trigger, sometimes it just squeezes without them even knowing that they want to do it voluntarily. But it's just something in the subconscious just squeezes it all of a sudden. All of a sudden, a bullet's down range. And I don't know how many hundreds of guns I've fired at ranges and thousands of rounds, but it's happened to me, you know, where you're just sitting there and you're talking to the instructor and all of a sudden, like, your finger squeezes the trigger. And it just, I think, going through that process gives you a ton of respect for how things can quickly go wrong.
Yes, you're right. That's why I need to put them damn things down if they don't know what they're doing. How was your Mother's Day, though, by the way, before we get out of here? How was your Mother's Day?
Very nice.
Really? Good.
Had a great time. I hustled, you know, so woke up, got breakfast in bed, made lunch, made dinner.
Look at you, bro.
We went up to the store and got candy and flowers and, you know, the balloon. That was a big deal. Yeah.
For you, man.
Yeah, the kids love the balloons.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd let my wife sleep in before asking her what was for breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
So it was nice. But no, on a real note, it was chill. I had to work, but we did church and I cooked up I made a hell of a sandwich.
Yeah.
I really did.
I made a hell of a sandwich, bro. I stacked that joint hot.
Bro, I did. I could see her. She was swooning, bro.
Blood, sweat, and tears in the sandwich,
she was starving, and she was like, that's a better gift than I could have ever received. So I was like, all right, cool. We're good.
That's beautiful. For 10 men in Long Island, it's time for you to run, girl. Suffolk County dropped their 10 top 10 deadbeat dad lists.
Oh, no. Oh.
Right before Mother's Day.
Oh.
These dudes apparently owe thousands of dollars in child support. Suffolk officials are pushing for justice and relief for families. Let's go to 10 wins for the report right here.
And today, in preparation for the Mother's Day weekend that's coming up, we are making an effort to capture the top 10 deadbeat dads here in Suffolk County.
On large poster boards, the Suffolk County Sheriff lists what he calls the top 10 deadbeat dads. One allegedly owes $209,000 in back child support. Another, $371,000. Wow. And the top man, $422,000.
We are talking about thousands of dollars that could have went to food, clothing, doctor's appointments, or school supplies.
He's asking for the public's help.
If you recognize one of the individuals on the list, do the right thing. Call us. Let us help these children get the support they deserve.
If caught, the men face jail time as they repay what they owe.
Sheesh. Wow. Man, is that petty? Is that petty by the county right there putting these guys up right before Mother's Day? It's not like really helping the moms in a sense.
No,
I mean,
no.
I guess for those 10 moms.
Yeah, it's kind of helping them that, like, hey, we are trying to help you here.
Putting pressure on
on dads to get you the money. Yeah.
You know, as a dad, I guess I would be offended that any dad wouldn't want to take care of your kids, but there can be a lot of extenuating circumstances here, and there are also deadbeat moms that
I had that next. I was like, I'm going to keep that same energy when it's Father's Day for the scamming mamas out there or, you know, the mom that neglects her kids or something like that. You're going to put that top 10 list out there?
How about top 10 moms that tricked a dude into thinking he was the dad, and he paid child support?
That's a tough one.
Put that out there. I like that.
So I think once you would start talking about that, both sides could agree that this is probably petty and unnecessarily personal. Right?
It's very petty.
And we can't assume that we know all the details of this. You know, maybe the guy had it on, you know, some moral high ground that he shouldn't pay. You know, we don't know what that explanation is.
So when you go to jail, if you're owing like child support, you go to jail. Is that like, is there some type of payment going to the mother now for your body being in prison? Or are you out here sewing shirts and for $6 a month to send to your people?
That'd be really difficult. I don't know. Can you sit that out? Do you sit out child support?
I don't know, bro.
Saying I'll be in jail?
I'm sure you'll have a big bill waiting for you when you get out.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your freedom, sir. Yeah, here's your debt.
Have fun getting another job now in the respect to your kids now that you're a jailbird. It's just, it's tough. You know, it really is.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I wonder how that works out. And I'm waiting to see what they do for Father's Day. I'm standing by for this one. I got it saved in my notifications. I'm waiting to see what they do for Father's Day, 100%. Before we get out of here, this one's for you, Mr. Eric. Ooh. I got another goofy overlaugher.
Here we go.
Comedian Craig Smith out of L.A.
Is he giving the Kelsey Bros a run for their money?
Yeah. Yeah. He does roast me battles on All Deaf Digital. He also sometimes guest judges on Kill Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a goofy overlaugher. I respect the guy. I like him, but, you know.
Man, who else we got up here, man? Give it up for Tahir Moore, man. Y'all ain't going to give it up for the... Look like a successful chicken nugget.
That's crazy.
That high pitch laugh.
Somebody needs to sound check that with him so we can become aware.
And he's laughing at his own joke there? Is that what's happening?
He's laughing at his own joke, bro.
That's insult to injury. You're not helping.
The amount you owe continues and does not stop while you're locked up.
Yeah.
So you're just locked up and you're still just accumulating.
But
oh, my gosh.
They're also saying...
How can I go make the money for you then?
They're also saying, though, that if you earn wages through a prison job like you were talking about, Lucius, some states may garnish those earnings for child support.
Holy smokes.
Amounts are usually small, but it shows an effort to comply.
30 cents a day after taxes. Boy, I'm plugging away.
How can I raise the money?
Yeah.
You got me. I don't know, man.
And you don't have a fair chance to prove that you're the more fit parent and she should be paying you.
No.
So she might be a terrible parent, but there's no way if the judge is going to buy that. You know?
Yeah.
He's going to believe that, you know, you should just go work and make $1 million a year and give half of that to her.
Somebody said it sounded like Tickle Me Elmo.
We got four different texts about Tickle Me Elmo, bro. Yeah.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Peace. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Chief, where are we going next?
Around the bases, the Rangers made quite a few moves today. The lineup looks interesting, and we get you set for first pitch next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.